It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbeen. Finance Minister Erika Shafuda tabled the midterm budget review before Parliament, providing an update on local economic progress and key fiscal adjustments. The proposed change to the 2025 Appropriation Act aimed to realign government spending and ensure adequate funding for national priorities through the rest of the 2025-26 financial year. Seminar Storm economist Almandro Janssen.
We noted that government is holding total expenditure steady at 89.4 billion, while also reallocating funds to keep priorities under the NDP6. Which is sectors such as education, health, youth employment and housing. But we've also seen that revenue performance has slowed down with collections at 40% of target by September, mainly due to weaker inflows from the SADC trade that's been taking place. And the positive takeaway is that Namibia remains committed to its fiscal discipline. We've already seen this by their mobilizing domestic funds to redeem the Eurobond due this month. However, the rising debt burden and slow project execution is weighing heavily on the outlook.
The National Road Safety Council has raised the alarm over increasing road deaths, with 414 recorded this year. The latest accident in Oshikoto resulted in 9 deaths and 15 injuries following an August crash that killed 15, including a pregnant woman. Ambrosius Tierspoor, NRSC's head of communications.
We have to be cautious on the road. The economy is growing, so you have more trucks on the road. It becomes very, very busy, so we are trying to ask the road users to be patient, to drive slower, to overtake cautiously, because sometimes head-on collisions are a result of negligent overtaking. So we want everybody to be cautious. We will start with the road safety campaign earlier this year, because there will be local, regional and local authority elections towards the end of November. So around the 17th, but in the meantime, the message is the same. We should do the right thing and save lives.
Political analyst Ben Mulongeni told News on One's Willem Sneyman that parties must offer realistic and actionable messages that address local issues ahead of the regional council and local authority elections. He noted that many voters skip local polls because parties often pick loyalists instead of candidates genuinely supported by the community, leaving citizens disengaged.
Mulongeni said councillors, though limited in power, must be proactive and innovative, addressing key issues like housing, water, electricity and support for small businesses, with housing remaining the top concern for young people struggling with unemployment, high rents and lack of land. Mulongeni advised opposition parties to focus on good governance, transparency and anti-corruption, while the ruling party should focus on improvements and innovation rather than engaging in name-calling.
BNP Paribas told Reuters yesterday it is contesting a U.S. court ruling in a Sudan-related case, expressing confidence that the decision will be overturned on appeal. The bank also reaffirmed its shareholder return policy of 60% and a CET1 capital target of 12.5 by 2027. BNP Paribas shares fell nearly 10% on Monday after a U.S. jury found the French lender had aided Sudan's government in committing genocide by providing banking services in violation of U.S. sanctions. Internationally, there are no plans for U.S. President Donald Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin to meet in the immediate future, according to the White House. It comes a few days after Donald Trump said such a meeting would happen soon in Hungary. Kate Fisher reports for us from Washington.
A White House official said they had a productive call, and so a future in-person meeting between them was not necessary. That goes against what Mr. Trump said last week when he previewed high-level meetings between the U.S. and Russia, led by Mr. Rubio. That followed a phone call between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin last week, after which President Trump announced he would meet the Russian president in Budapest to discuss a possible end to Russia's war in Ukraine.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.